Leading member of the NPP, Philip Kwamna Langdon, has appealed to the rank and file of the party to stop discussions in the media on who leads the party in 2016. He said the party has structures and schedules which must be followed. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Langdon said the practice, if continued, will not help build party unity and cohesion. He spoke to George Ankra.
It's not confusion as such. It's just that people are happy that lead petitioner has accepted the verdict and urged all his supporters to respect the verdict no matter how they feel about the verdict, which is very commendable. We've seen many people go and commend him, and I think it's good. And we've seen some members of the party also go on to urge the lead petitioner to stand again for the next election. There's nothing wrong with it. But it appears that some of those calls are going a bit too far. Some of the people making the calls are not the kind of people who should make the calls. National executives, by the constitution of our party, are not supposed to get involved in such things. What has to happen is that when it is time to pick flag bearer, the rules are spelled out for everybody, the level playing field is provided, and all those who want to go for the position step forward, and then everybody backs who they want to back. Whoever imagines, we all back the person. But the way things are going now, it's not the way it should go.
I hear reports getting to the police from some of your officers who are being threatened by their own MPP people. One is at a loss as to why a democratically functional tradition as the MPP should be experiencing this sort of thing now.
I'm very embarrassed about some of these things that are going on. In the past, our party has been at the forefront of fighting for people who have been abused by such authorities. Other parties that were autocratic and persecuted some of their members. Our tradition has been at the vanguard of supporting such people. So I feel very embarrassed that there are some elements in my party who want to behave like this. I want to personally condemn those actions of those people. These are the actions of some overzealous supporters. It is criminal and unacceptable.
Are we running faster than we think? I hear some people talking of Alan Tremonti to come in now. I hear people saying they should support Nana Akufo-Addo to go. I hear others also saying that the party should be reorganized and rebuilt or strengthened before 2016. We are far away from 2016. Why are we in that haste?
After every election, what we do is start having our program of elections, starting from the polling station through constituency, regional, and then national. After that, we go for the flag bearer. And then after the flag bearer, we all support the individual and then pursue the next election. That is what's happening in the party. But because of the petition, it has thrown that program a little out of course. And what some have called for is that let us go back. And of course, the National Executive Committee had a meeting and actually stipulated a certain roadmap where we would expedite these elections before we finally choose a flag bearer.
A leading member of the NPP, Philip Kwamna Langdon, in that interview with George Ankra.